You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Dodgers fire Shohei Ohtani's interpreter amid allegation of massive theft.
Shohei Ohtani's name was on wire transfers that were going and had been received by a bookmaking operation in Southern California that sources had told us was under federal investigation.
I agree with you. Right. I don't think it was Ohtani gambling the money. Now, I don't know because I don't have enough information. But it goes through your mind that it could be Ohtani, and that for him in its own right is a very bad look.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
It is weird that I went into the robot voice and I did the company hands.
Yeah.
Think you would have done the same? Welcome to morning show 6210 98.7 ESPN.
I think the bigger problem is people didn't get a chance to see it.
Yeah, well, yeah. There was a... and it wasn't planned. It was just Jake was here yesterday. He shot conversation of us talking about the 100 greatest movies of all time. Yep. Was put on Instagram. I mean, tons of responses. Get these guys
tons
of responses. Kind of video
I watched the video and it's me just going, yep.
Oh, is that? Is yep. It doesn't highlight.
No, it's like you put a clip where you're naming movies and I'm like, yep. Yep.
You think that's Jake saying I'm better than you?
No.
You don't think?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
That wouldn't have been the snippet of the show yesterday that I would have.
Well, he wasn't here for the whole show. He was only here for a few minutes. And he said this, I guess he found it to be entertaining.
He didn't say nice things about your baseball swing, though.
What do you mean?
If we want to be transparent.
What did he say?
Wasn't great.
Really?
Just telling you.
You know what he said about your best friend's baseball swing?
Not great.
Michael?
I've seen Kay play softball. It wasn't bad.
No. He didn't say the swing was bad. He said Kay was fatigued, exhausted,
really?
Completely out of breath, almost passed out.
Wow.
Like four or five swings. That's what I was told.
I'll never forget, my dad was...
I'm not saying true, and I'm not taking any shots at Kay. That's what I was told.
My dad was at the house. This is probably...
By the way, I have an off-air story for you. Great one at the next break.
Love it.
Thank you. Which I'm sure really motivates the listeners to stay tuned.
I mean, they stay tuned for you because they love you. Dad's at the house, right? So we're sitting there eating dinner, and he's explaining to my wife that he wants to start. He's like, you know any people that can put me through, you know, some kind of workout that's geared towards my golf swing? Because I really want to get better at golf. And I'm like, well, Dad, like, you need to get flexible. I'm like, you can barely touch your toes. Like, so he gets up and he's like, well, can you show me some stuff? And Cass is like, yeah, I'll show you some stuff. She starts stretching him out. And I'm not even joking. Within 30 seconds of him doing like this one arm stretch, ghost white almost fainted. I was like, Dad.
Because you don't understand what it's like to be people like us who let things go. And all of a sudden you use those things and it's
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I was like, work you out. I was like, you can barely stretch for 10 seconds.
Well, yeah, I mean, you saw that one time I tried to touch my toes.
You better be able to touch your toes by May.
Why?
To get down and dig.
I can bend my knees now to touch my toes to get down to that level.
I need you to be dinking.
Don't
and
worry.
And then we're in unison, like we're on a string.
Yeah.
I've been studying it.
Maybe we sing right at them when we play pickleball. We distract them with song.
No, I don't think we distract them with song. We're heavy underdogs.
A licky boom boom down. Come on.
I start singing. I could use that in the open, too.
You have plenty of choices. I start
psoriasis,
singing.
I've got psoriasis.
We are New York, and we love basketball.
All right, let's get back to this Ohtani story, shall we? It's funny. We go from that, and then it's like, all right, let's get serious with Ohtani. But that's what we do. Let's get to some of the calls on it. It is a big story. Currently, ESPN television, by the way, Padres leading the Giants, the Dodgers, 5-2. And the whole story is clearly not affecting Shohei all that much because he lined a base hit into right field in his first at-bat and hit one probably about 390 up against the wall in his second at-bat.
A sack fly, yep.
Let's go to Joe in Smithtown. Joe, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, guys.
don't worry about your baseball swing, Rick. It's golf season. So we're worried about our golf swings. That's what's important.
Well, I got baseball season starting up too, Joe.
He's got everything. The problem is he does all of it, Joe.
He's a machine. I don't know how he does it. But I was just listening earlier, and you guys compared. I mean, I know it's such a polarizing stance I have, but I don't see Shohei as the face of baseball. He's a phenomenal player. Like I was saying earlier, I think there's been and still are a ton of people, maybe not a ton, maybe a good dozen.
No way.
Play phenomenal defense.
Joe,
phenomenal defense.
I love you. There is no way that there are a dozen people that are more the face of baseball than Ohtani.
Let him finish his point.
Go ahead.
I don't think you're, Joe, I think you're maybe not talking face of baseball. You're saying better players? I'm talking about the marketing face of baseball.
Well, you know what? I guess what struck a nerve is you compared him to like LeBron James. And I'm like, well, he's definitely not the LeBron James of baseball because I think if you talk to people in Philly or maybe in New York, that we don't know. I mean, if maybe you can't not know Ohtani, but you got to play in the postseason to get national.
But no one is saying that he's the greatness of LeBron James. We're saying he is the face of baseball the way LeBron is of basketball.
I guess when I think the face, I think you have to be like a winner. Like I would consider the disgusting players on the Astros.
Joe, who's the face of hockey?
Connor McDavid.
Has he won?
Connor McDavid, yeah.
Has he won?
No, he hasn't.
Right. Has he been to a Stanley Cup final?
So, no, I mean,
no,
I get what you're...
This is why I call.
Okay.
I mean, I just think I respect you, and I think you called with good intentions. I just think you're very wrong. Like, it's not even like I think you are very wrong.
No, but he was saying, like, great defense. Well, pitching is defense.
But I'm not saying he's the best player. I'm just saying,
but he was the best player.
He is amazing. There's no way you want to say. See, I don't think anybody's a bigger face of baseball than Ohtani.
When he pitches and hits in the same game, there is no bigger attraction, maybe in sports.
I think that's right.
Than watching Ohtani.
I think that they've changed the rule of the game, right? If he's in your DH spot, he comes out of the game as a pitcher. You can now slide him right over, right? He doesn't have that spot. Doesn't become an empty spot. Why is that? Because of Ohtani. He's changed the game of baseball.
And also why he can defer all that money from the Dodgers because of how much money he makes off the field.
He might need some of that money at some point soon, though.
No. For what?
No, for.
He's already paid that off. That $4.5 million.
But by the way, he paid it off in numerous installments, mm-hmm. right?
Well, I mean, they have two wire transfers for $500
grand. Okay, so after the first one, listen, I want to talk to the bookie. And I want to say, you're not taking action from this guy anymore. You're not allowed to.
Well, I think the whole situation is an awkward situation too. You're talking about the guy's interpreter. So like, he's not comfortable enough like doing interviews in English because I mean he needs an interpreter. So why all of a sudden now he's going to get himself involved? Hey, hold on, let me call the bookie.
Right. Well, maybe he has the interpreter say like, no more bets. What do you say? Keep betting.
Yeah. Right. So
bet bigger.
It's just it's a weird situation we put in as a friend. I get it, but I mean, when you're Shohei Ohtani and you have that many people around you, that would probably be something
the weird dynamic too is it's a friend, a close friend who works for you. That's what makes it even a more slippery slope. You don't think so?
Well, and he doesn't work for him.
He works for him via the Angels,
dude,
right?
It was described in the article as people look at this more of a brotherhood because he does everything. So it's right. It'd be like if your best friend that's with you all the time. That you got a job working for the team, has a gambling problem, and you got tons of money,
right.
And you want to help him out. I just think at that point, like, my dad would say to us all the time, whenever we went on vacation, the mancation we'd go on, fellas, let's not do anything stupid to mess things up for Rick. Because if things get messed up for Rick, all this fun stuff that we're doing is going to get messed up.
Right.
If you're Shohei Ohtani, and you have spokespeople that are setting up these interviews, you got lawyers and all these other things, guy comes to me, I've lost $4.5 million. Who'd you lose it with? A bookkeeper.
A bookkeeper.
Whatever it's called.
A bookmaker.
A bookmaker.
Yes.
I'm going to have to pick up the phone. I'm going to help you. I want to help you.
Right.
But I want to see
that's
how
that's what
this,
I just said.
Right. How this could negative. No, I'm not saying call the bookmaker. I'm saying call your people. Call my
And have lawyer. Your people get involved.
If I got lawyers, they're going to issue statements. I'm going to call the lawyer or my financial guy and be like, hey, listen, between me and you, my best buddy has a problem, a debt he needs paid off. How can I do this without getting myself involved or in trouble?
Figure it out. I don't want my hands dirty in the situation. You figure it out. And how many people, you know this better than me, how many people must Ohtani have at his disposal? 10, 20?
Well, that's what I mean. He's got a whole team of people. Like,
right, I'm sure he has his full, you know, a team of lawyers. I'm sure he has his bookkeeper. I'm sure he has, you know, I mean, a litany of people that'll
go to bat
for him.
You know what's crazy about this, though? You know what's crazy about this is I could almost, because I've heard stories about this, not to this extent, like not $4.5 million, but I've heard stories about guys that have gotten into trouble with, you know, betting and losing money and didn't want, and the reason why they asked buddies on the team for money is because they didn't want to tell their wives that they lost that much money. So they tell this, hey, can you give me, and the teammates,
of course,
give you cash.
So this is I don't know if I should even read it, but I like, it's not a borderline like awful tweet, but I think it's funny, and I'll read it. So it says, welcome back to SportsCenter, presented by ESPN Bet. For more on the Ohtani situation, we go to our FanDuel Insider at the DraftKings Studio in L.A., brought to you by the Caesars Sportsbook. How could something like this actually happen?
It's a slippery slope, man. It really is.
Let's go.
And they knew, but the money is just so, I mean, there's too much money.
Who knew?
All the leagues knew that this was going to end up being a problem.
Of course.
But there was too much money.
Right, but if it's a problem and you're making billions of dollars, you know, you tackle these issues, right?
Well, it's the same thing with talented guys that have off the field stuff.
Right. Why do you think Kyrie still plays?
If you're good enough,
Kyrie's
ahead. They'll find a place for you.
By the way, I cannot believe. So it's Ramadan now, right?
He's not eating, yeah.
Or drinking.
Well, until the sun goes down.
But Rick, they played at 3:30 the other day.
That was the one, yeah. You see the shot that he hit to win that game?
The left-handed shot we talked about. I don't think and again, I find him to be kooky and difficult and actually dislike him and some of the stuff he said. If I came into the studios and did not have anything to eat or anything to drink, by the time I left at 10 o'clock in the morning, I'd have a headache and I'd feel awful.
Right, but I think how you do it, it's sundown, it's sun up to sundown, right?
Correct.
Nothing. So how you would have to do it is you get a game at 3 o'clock is that you'd have to eat a huge dinner, hydrate before, and
right.
You have to make sure you woke up super early before the sun came up, eat another
but
big
even
meal.
So.
Well, listen, I'm not saying it's
try
easy.
Try getting on the treadmill running 5 miles with, you'd be
parched. I do it in the morning. I don't eat.
You don't have a drink?
No.
You don't drink when you do?
I'll have like a sip of water, but.
But you have the option to if you need it.
No, but I'm saying though, if you know going in, this is what you're going to be dealing with, then you have to appropriately set up your schedule. You have the means to do it. So if I need to get IVs before the sun comes up, like right. All those things that I'm going to have to do. Like, I'm going to wake up at...
I wonder if could you get an IV during the game at halftime?
Like, no, I would have it set up so before, if it was, as soon as the sun came up, I would have my alarm set at whatever it was. I'm going to eat a huge meal, drink as much as I can. If right. I got to throw in an IV, I'm not going to feel great. I'm not going to say I'm going to feel great.
Right, but wouldn't you think you'd be dizzy and lightheaded and nauseous?
I can't believe
that he's able to, or anybody. I mean, Akeem Olajuwon used to do the same thing.
It's not easy.
I give them unbelievable credit because I know there's no way. If you told me you can't drink water, I think the sun just came up like a couple minutes ago, right? If you told me I could hydrate and now from now until I went to bed, I couldn't have anything to drink or
you
eat.
You could do it. Oh, till you went to bed?
Well, not, I guess, till, what, 7 o'clock at night? You think I could do it? I don't know.
Probably not. I'm sure, like, but if it was something that you were used to doing, I'm sure you could.
Yeah, but is he used to doing it, or he's just used to doing it in that routine, and then it goes away for a year, and then it comes back again?
Yeah, but he's done it before, is what I'm saying.
I think it's truly amazing, really. I'm being sincere. Anthony in Union Beach. Good morning, Anthony. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning. I think Ohtani's involved. I think he was the one gambling. I mean, what kind of bookmaker would extend this guy $4.5 million of credit?
Well, he knew that it was Ohtani's interpreter.
Yeah, but still, he's not going to extend the guy the credit without some sort of guarantee from Ohtani. And also, what kind of criminal misfit is the bookmaker taking wire transfers? Ohtani is now implicated in bank fraud, wire fraud.
It's terrible.
Mail fraud.
He's
in deep trouble.
He might be in big trouble. Major League Baseball has to do a full investigation. And I get an email from Raymond, from your buddy Channon, who says, so now you want Ohtani to call and threaten a bookie? No. I don't want him to threaten the bookie and say, I'm going to break your legs if X, Y, and Z happens. But he could say, and I know that this does happen, where loved ones or friends call a bookie and say, you're not allowed to take action from this person anymore. If you do, I'm not bailing him out of it. And you're probably not going to get the money. So no, I don't want him to call him and say, if you take action from my interpreter, I'm going to send guys down there to beat you up. But if you take action from this guy, I wipe my hands clean of this situation. Absolutely, I would want to do
point,
that.
But I think that's why he decided that he wanted to make sure he was the one transferring the money, because he didn't trust the interpreter was going to actually do it. Because, I mean, he clearly has a problem.
By the way, NBA, I guess it's, Ray, is it NBA TV that's doing it? That you can now place in-game wagers right there on your television. So there's too much money for them to turn back now.
Yeah, way too much money.
1-800-919-3776. So we have an observation, 7:45, followed by Did It Happen in Florida? There's a, I don't know that it's become a huge story, but it's someone that's highly respected that has, they think very bad news is down the pike for the Yankees. Very bad news. So we'll get to that as well. Very busy Thursday. And by the way, the tournament starts today. Oh, I can't wait for that. So I'm going to have, I can't nap today. I'm going to have from noon till 1 o'clock in the morning, nonstop sports, nonstop.
It's your perfect day.
My room with the TVs that are too close together is going to come into great play today. It's going to be wonderful. DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN. Discover BetMGM, the sports betting app New Yorkers turn to for nonstop buzzer-beating action all season long. Take the hard-hitting excitement of March matchups to the next level with a lion's share promotions and betting options, whether you're cheering courtside or from the comfort of your very own couch. BetMGM keeps the adrenaline pumping with every dunk, three-pointer, buzzer beater. Join the excitement now with BetMGM. Plus, every time you make a wager, you earn BetMGM rewards points, which means you can turn the convenience of online betting into real-world rewards at one of BetMGM's signature resorts and more. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Download the BetMGM app today and enjoy March matchups like never before. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 plus years of age or older to wager and physically present in New York only. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I like Kenny Rogers.
Yeah. You were mocking me with this last week with the whole Kennedy Rogers thing.
No, it's just mocking the stupidity of the whole thing, not that you called the Kennedy Rogers.
No. I wasn't calling it Kennedy.
Well, you were rolling with it, though.
No, I wasn't. They actually did. That was the...
I know. That was their... That was going to be their...
Right.
You ever see the movie Six Pack with Kenny Rogers?
Nope.
He adopted like six kids and...
You want to see a six pack?
I'm good.
Okay.
But thank you. Well, you should have an OnlyFans page.
I would do it.
I know you would.
No, because I think there's too many... Like, there's other stuff that needs to happen.
Would your wife allow that?
No. No. Would your wife allow you to have an OnlyFans page where you're like touching yourself?
No.
Right.
I didn't say you had to touch yourself.
I think that's
the expectation.
Why don't
you do like shirtless poetry?
I don't do poetry.
You're very handsome.
I don't do poetry.
I had a friend of mine recently who saw you at the bar mitzvah. He goes, he's very good looking.
Oh, that's nice.
I was like, okay, good. He goes, very good looking.
Thank you.
I was like, oh, okay. And he's like, I was like, all right, ooh, enough.
What's his name?
I'm not telling you his name. Okay. Because you'll reach out to him. Raymond, do you not think he could do shirtless poetry and we could draw attention to the show? And
we could make a killing.
Maybe raise some money that way?
We need to be on a video format.
I think there's a lot of pressure to do other stuff on the OnlyFans.
No, he's going
to
be on. What do you mean?
I think you're expected to do other
stuff. Maybe you do like roses are red.
No, people.
And then I walk in and I kind of start massaging your chest with oils and lotions. I mean, come on.
Why do you have to be? Yeah. The one why are you in it?
Well, because I want
to
get paid for this too.
my personal masseuse on OnlyFans.
That's right.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll drizzle you with oils.
And you know what though?
What?
The sad thing is, there's a market for that. Somebody would be into it.
I think a lot of people would be into it.
Somebody would pay money for it.
At a minimum, this would be like a novelty. Like, you hear about the former number one pick who's now doing OnlyFans?
Like, sure, like a novelty. Like,
yeah,
like
what does he do?
Like that sale you were telling us about before.
It wasn't a sale. It was a giveaway.
A giveaway.
His co-host massages him while he does poetry.
It brings positive recognition to the show.
Is that positive?
I think so. Maybe. Maybe not. I'm
not
sure. You
think ESPN loves that?
I think it brings recognition. No? You have full pants on. Like, your pants are not off.
Like, that comes in, like, contract negotiations. Like, hey, listen, guys. You know we don't need to be doing this. Like, well, what do you mean? Have you seen our OnlyFans page?
Well, do you think in your contract that it will state you're not allowed to do this? Because maybe they might want to put that in. If not.
Now? I don't even think they thought it was a possibility till now.
RJ? RJ?
He's on the phone, Dave.
No, he's not.
He was.
I was on the phone.
You were, and I waited till you were done on the phone.
No, you did not.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
well,
I did.
Sometimes I push we're really going behind the curtain. No one cares about this. Sometimes I push the button where you see the caller pop up,
see?
And I'm still talking to them.
Don't worry. I'd wait till you finish, RJ.
That's okay. I was talking to Joe, but yes.
Okay, how's Joe doing?
He's doing well.
That's nice.
He has a salient point. Well, what were you saying?
Do you think that he would be allowed to do shirtless OnlyFans, full pants, and read poetry while I lotion him up?
No, it's oil.
Oil, lotion, either. No. Or.
You know, I answer a few calls, and this is...
Did you realize that you would screen Pat and John and Joe, and then you would come back to the conversation of Rick will be doing semi-naked, maybe it'd be an erotic poem.
Okay.
Maybe like a Longfellow or something like that.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if we could get that signed off on,
uh-huh.
But if yesterday's any indication, a big meeting, big nudity talk in the meeting, there's a workaround for everything. So by air, by sea,
right,
stationary, maybe we put you guys up in a hot air balloon.
Yeah, this is a planes, trains, and automobile situation we have going on.
It really
is. We figure out a way to get it done.
We'll get it done.
Maybe we'll put you in a hot air balloon.
And you can wear a hat, so you have something on your head and something.
You've been
on
resistant to some of the ideas, though.
That's not fair.
A little bit.
That's not fair. The idea yesterday, I was like, absolutely, it's great. I thought it was a great idea, and I would love to do it. This idea of, you know, we'll have you on a van billboard at the beach bash is, no.
I like that.
Planes, trains, automobiles,
and the other great idea that I thought was nice is, like, this: it drives around the area, and then if you find it and you get
that's
a picture of it. Yeah.
I don't
say that I'm resistant to stupid ideas. I'm not resistant to good ideas.
Oh, I thought we could make that a contest, too. And they're like, no, illegal, and there's always an excuse.
There's always an excuse.
Legal. By the way, as if it weren't more evident, the fracture between you and John just becoming more and more evident by the day.
How so?
I mean, you called something he came up with. We're not going to say what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your direct quote.
We're not just having like petty disagreements now. There's actual vitriol behind the statements.
No. See, that's where you're wrong. I have no vitriol. I adore John. The segment that he created is so embarrassingly stupid. I'm in the process brutal.
Your exact quote is what troubled me. Not so much what we're.
What was my quote?
John, it's so bad. Not only did I have to tell someone, I had to tell them it's the worst thing I've ever heard.
It is so bad.
Do you realize how insulting that is?
I'm not trying to not insult or insult.
So
I'm trying to tell the truth.
He doesn't.
Okay, you know what, RJ? Do you like it?
I don't think it's as bad as you.
That's not what I said. Do you like it?
Sure.
I'm so full of it. Raymond, you like it?
I'd only heard the segment the one time.
Oh, my God. Do you like it?
I didn't call it one of the worst segments I've ever heard.
Because you're not honest. Do you like it?
How's that not honest?
Do you like it?
I heard it the one time, and I didn't consider whether I liked it or not. Now I'm going to listen to
you
it.
You guys are amazing.
I'm going to listen to it again today, and I'll give you a proper conclusion.
How now, about I don't blame the person doing it. I blame the name of what...
Which John came up with.
Wait, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Both, but you did after the fact.
John came up with the idea, anyway. But the other person... See, is executing the idea.
That's right.
But that's how Dave is. Dave is not one of those where he says something, and then say you're in a group of friends, you say something, realizing that it applies to someone that's sitting around the table with you. Dave's not going to go, oh, well, I didn't mean it that way. Dave's going to be like, sorry, shouldn't be doing it.
That's 100% right.
Yeah.
I had an unbelievable, awful story happen to me about 8 years ago, and this is no fault of my own. So I just watched it. You interested in this or no?
I am.
You don't know the story.
Okay.
I just watched it 2020. I love that show, right? Watch tape it every week, watch it in the days after. And it was on a group of women who were drugging guys in Miami at bars, you know, getting them drunk and drugs in the drinks. And then they would kind of pass out the guys. They'd have their credit cards and they would charge up like thousands of dollars. So this became a lawsuit and it was a whole thing. So We're at friends' houses, live next door. We just moved to the neighborhood. Like, oh, you should come over. We're going to have a party, get together. So go to the party, introduced to this guy. And we're talking. I was like, oh, I was watching this 2020, right?
He was one of the guys.
No. I said, and this lawyer. I was like, oh, the lawyer that did it was really. That was me.
Oh, no.
I said, I'm gonna go.
Oh, like, what are the chances?
And it was a Miami story, even if it was a New York story. And he goes, that was me. I was like, yeah, you know what? Now that I think about the guy, it was you.
You thought you were in a safe space.
Well, wouldn't you always think you're in a safe space like that? With that, come on.
I don't know why I would bring up the story, though.
Because I was making conversation. It was like, oh, I saw this on 2020 a few weeks ago. I was like, oh, I was watching the one from last week, and this lawyer, and it was sleazy, and these women. I can't believe what they were doing. He's like, that was me.
Oh, you can't get up from that.
Ever.
That was it, no. And you're new to the neighborhood?
New to the neighborhood.
Oh, he must hate you.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. But I didn't even say, like, I'm so sorry. I just said, I'm going to go now. Because what could I do?
Right. Well, it's not going to, I mean, the fact that you know him now is not going to change your opinion.
And I was like, Cher, let's go. But I'm having a nice time at the party. I was like, I'm not.
No, you're not.
We got to go. Let's go to Pat in Hoboken. Hi, Patrick.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Good, good. Hey, Dave, we share a birthday, by the way.
That's nice. Happy birthday.
Yeah, you too. Listen, I think that this is a day that we're going to remember. I think Ohtani's done.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think that you get away from the fact that you've signed your name to an illegal gambler in California. The story doesn't hold up, and it's already changed.
Well, the story's changed.
I think this is really bad.
Yeah, but the story hasn't necessarily changed per se. I feel like the story that the interpreter initially gave to ESPN is probably the story, and then once they realize the other ramifications that are going to come with Ohtani actually paying off an illegal bookmaker, that's when they were like, whoa, whoa, whoa. As much as he doesn't think he did anything, he actually did do something by paying off this guy. So now we have to retract this.
Yeah, I don't even think he realized it, and then I guess somebody...
Well, how would you if your spokespeople... How bad are your spokespeople then? Like, how stupid are they?
Everyone's to blame.
Oh yeah, you have what? Oh, this is an illegal
gambling debt. He's going to be fired from his job. Sure, go conduct an interview.
Yeah,
with ESPN.
90 minutes. Good.
That's great.
You want an hour? No, go 90. Let him really get all of it out there.
And the interpreter also, who's supposed to be great friends with Ohtani, thought this was a good idea as well.
It almost makes him look like a good friend, though. Such a good guy.
Makes Ohtani look like a good friend.
Like, no, yeah. You don't gamble anymore. Right. $4.5 million. It's a lot of money, but for you, yeah, I'm going to do it.
For him, it's not a lot of money.
I know, but still, it's $4.5 million.
It is a considerable amount of money. All right, so we'll come back. We have observations. We have DHIF. We have more calls to get to. We have the Yankees potential news down the road, which is not overly positive. And there's something that I saw, which I think will make all of you guys laugh. And that's next on 98.7 ESPN. All right, now Mercedes-Benz of White Plains. They've they've done it again, winning their third consecutive Mercedes-Benz Best of the Best Dealer Recognition Award. In recognition of a very successful celebration last weekend, they'll be extending special offers on select models as well as prizes with the purchase of a new vehicle until March 23rd when you RSVP. Visit their showroom in White Plains or explore online at mbwhiteplains.com. Mercedes-Benz of White Plains, proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since way back in 1968.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I believe you guys will find this pretty remarkable. By the way, Lonnie in Harlem sent me a tweet. He said, basically, you're just describing something similar to the movie Hustlers. Did you know about that movie with Jennifer Lopez?
I never saw that one.
So, actually, and I forgot this, the story is that. The movie was based on that story when they would do exactly that. They would drug these guys in bars and, you know, run up their credit cards. But that's not what I wanted to tell you. What I wanted to tell you, and I saw this the other day, somebody sent this to my attention. I forgot. And it was just resent to me by Company and Company 987, which obviously is very involved with the show and the company. This is funny. Have you guys seen McNeese State's schedule at all?
Like the schedule they played? Or
the
what's
schedule they played.
Come?
Yeah, like their non-conference schedule?
Well, a little bit. I know that they're a pretty trendy sleeper.
You ready for some of the games they've played?
Sure.
All right, stop me when I get to one that you find to be somewhat humorous. You ready?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Well, they played VCU. Any humor in that?
No.
No. They played Western Carolina. Any humor in that?
No.
No. They played and beat Texas State. Any humor there?
I see one of these.
Any humor there?
No.
Nope. No. They lost by 9 on November the 22nd to Louisiana Tech, the alma mater of Karl Malone and Paul Millsap. Any humor there?
None.
No.
No. But on November the 14th, do you see who they played and beat?
I see who
81-49, your final.
Sam Houston State. Hammers. Latorno, Lawarno, or Lashorno?
McNeese over Latorno, November 14th, 81-49.
Wow.
How good is that?
That's, you know what?
That's fantastic.
That's a feather in the cap for you. Because you base us off a team that has like a, we played six degrees of Kevin Bacon yesterday.
Right.
It's like 6 degrees of the tournament.
That's right.
Back to a fake game that you made up.
That's right. I made up a fake game. I gave you three choices, Latorno, Lashorno, Lawarno. Latorno is playing against teams that are now in the tournament.
And can I tell you though?
Yeah.
Because you know I'm honest.
Oh, no, but you're not.
Well,
you're honest when it makes you look good. You're honest to a point.
No, I'm not.
I'm honest to a fault. You're honest up to a certain point.
We need to clarify something, by the way. The whole thing last segment, the segment itself is what I was talking about. I agree with you, Dave. Yeah, the name sucks.
Segment, I have, just, and for the record, because if this person ever hears about this and it gets back, segment totally fine, no issue at all. Name of said segment, one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life.
Okay, agreed. Moving on.
I don't think it's, I've heard worse, but anyways. So
is it good?
Let's see a play out.
Oh, you're so good.
Well, it's so new.
It doesn't matter. But if it's here for 10 years or if it's here for 2 weeks, it's the name is ridiculous.
I want to see what it morphs into. I trust the vision of John more than you do. Because John doesn't go to the table with too many ideas.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, but point being.
Yes.
How are we not playing Is This a Real College or Not? I think we need an addition.
No, you know why we're not playing? Because every time I come up with them, you guys give me a hard time. It's like my genius is light years ahead of where it should be.
How about we play, not today, sometime soon?
I'll play tomorrow if you'd like.
Let's play tomorrow.
But I'll tell you what, I don't want you to jump me for anything I say.
You have a full 24 hours to come up with reasonably sounding schools.
I don't want to play tomorrow. Because, you know, because I'm realizing that I'm going to go home and I'm going to have to get everything in order for the pool.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to watch basketball all day long. And then I'm going to have the Knicks on. And then I'm going to have the Rangers on. And they got more basketball. And then I got the Islanders. And I don't want to.
There's not enough time.
There's not enough time. And I don't want to half, you know what, it. I want to actually put full effort and work into
it. Full effort into making fake schools.
Right.
Yeah, I get that.
Well, because otherwise you come up with Latorno, Lashorno, and Lawarno, which sounds silly.
We joke about that, but look at that. Now we have a connection to a tournament team.
That's right.
I mean, where else do you get?
Boogaloo.
Yeah, or...
Nazareth Tabone.
Or...
Earl Ham.
Yeah.
Those are nice schools.
Yeah, I think they're like
Big
new Ivy
Big fan of Earl Ham.
Earl Ham. That was nice. Let's go to John in the truck. Say good morning. Hi, John. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, Dave. I guess Rick's still at Starbucks.
Well, he's actually somewhat back now. He's delivering everyone's order at the moment. Now they're doing banana selection in the control room.
No worries. I just wanted to ask, do you think anything will come out of this whole show here, deal, once these books get opened up?
Let me ask you this, John. Sorry. What do you mean? Will something come out of this? Like, define what that means, because I think this is going to be a big deal.
We all know that the owners love money, and Shohei, his contract, it is based on his play, his ability, but it's also based on the amount of revenue he generates, and he is responsible for a country, if not a whole continent worth of viewers, and they love their money. They won't reduce games because they don't want to lose money. So if something comes out, will they sweep this under the rug, make it disappear, and all of a sudden, 20 years down the line, there's a 30 for 30?
Yeah, I don't know if they can sweep it under the rug, though, because it's a federal investigation. Like, if Ohtani broke the law by paying off an illegal bookmaker, then, I mean, how do you sweep that under the rug?
They already said, he stole the money. All of a sudden, everything
flipped.
Well, it's almost like they're doing recon.
They're trying
already
to cover it up. Well, that would be my question. Why?
How did it go from stealing the money to loan?
If it wasn't a big deal, why retract the story? Why try to cover it up now? Why say that he stole the money?
Because clearly there's something going
on. And why have the interpreter say, no, he had nothing. He had no idea this was going on.
Clearly
there's
something going on.
He just told me on Tuesday that you sat with him next to his computer as he wired the money.
Right. Now, a couple things. You were down doing your Starbucks run. A couple things that I want to bring to your attention.
It's a fancy Starbucks run today.
It seems nice. It smells delicious. The movie Hustlers? Have you heard of that movie?
Oh, yeah.
That's based on the story I told you.
Oh, really? I didn't
know that. That is based on that.
Okay.
Secondly, and RJ.
Yes, Dave.
You think he's going to love this?
I think he'll love it.
So I was looking, and this was sent to me. I didn't see it on my own. It was sent to me. McNeese States, I guess they're not McNeese State anymore. They're just McNeese now, and they're in the tournament. Some of their non-conference games. You want me to read off a couple for
you? Yeah, please.
All right. They beat VCU, which is good. Good, solid victory.
Okay.
They lost to Western Carolina, which is, you take it for what it is. They beat Texas State. They lost to Louisiana Tech. And then on November the 14th, you have any idea who they beat?
Earl Ham.
No, Latorno.
No, stop it.
RJ?
Confirmed.
Sam Houston State hammers Latorno.
Yep.
Lawarno.
That's right.
Or Lashorno.
They beat Latorno.
So everyone knows, the reason why I was laughing is because at the moment he said Latorno, his computer froze up. And then he just started rhyming other things.
Well, what should I have done? That was, you know what, that's the equivalent of my Thursday open.
That is, probably.
That's my Thursday open.
By the way, I don't know if you watched the bracketology show. I heard, had they not won their conference,
right,
that was the win that was going to get them an at-large. It's just what I heard.
Was the win over the Letourneau Tigers?
Letourneau, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how good is that? Am I the only one that thinks that's phenomenal that they played and beat Letourneau?
It's phenomenal, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think even better is when you just start rhyming things with Letourneau.
Well, because I had my moment. Hey, fellas. Good Thursday.
I don't think the hey fellas.
All right, here we go, feathers.
Here we go, feathers.
I think that was a read.
I think he just stumbled and said feathers, you know?
Let me hear it again.
It's not great.
All right, here we go, feathers.
I don't think it's part of the open, but it's still
my
great.
Tongue's
all right, here
up.
We go, feathers.
Yeah, what's that movie with
Hitch?
Yeah, Will Smith.
Tongue swelled up.
When his tongue...
RJ, was that impressive?
He was allergic to the shellfish.
Yeah.
Relax. You pronouncing shellfish sounded pretty good, too.
I'm not mocking there. You. I'm on your side.
How are you on his side when he says, good morning, fellas? Like, how could you ever be on that side of things?
He just had a slip up. That's
good morning, fellas.
Easy, Patino.
You had a full-on panic.
With what? When I had Letourneau?
Sam Houston State. Hammers.
Oh, my computer froze.
Letourneau. Letourneau. Or
I mean,
LeSorno.
Did you remember any of the made-up schools that you had in place of it?
No, because he just did them that, like, minutes ago
clearly,
when he did them.
Clearly I didn't, Ray.
Letourneau.
LeSorno.
Or LeSorno.
It actually made it more difficult to guess that one, though.
But I think you got that one right.
I think I did, but they were similar.
I knew right away it was Letourneau just by the way he said it.
Because you could tell there was panic with the other two.
Exactly.
It was like, Letourneau, oh dear God. Yeah.
What rhymes with Letourneau?
Yeah.
That was a fun segment. We don't do that anymore.
Well, what you missed also is that RJ said he wants to bring it back.
Yeah, we bring it back.
Yeah. Let's go to Joe Long Beach. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Buenos dias, Rick and Dave. Buenos dias, Dave and Rick.
Hola.
How are you boys this morning?
Hola, Jose. ¿Cómo está?
We
could probably
better.
Use this as a segment, maybe.
I think so.
Something like that.
Yeah, there we go. Another one. You guys are brilliant.
Yeah, there
Sorry
you
to put you guys in the hot seat this morning. If, let's say, for whatever reason, the interpreter flips and says something outlandish, like, no, Otani's been gambling on MLB games last year.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to imagine. What do you think MLB would do? Give them the same ban to get Pete Rose
No, they would have to.
I don't know.
They would have to.
I don't.
Contract.
They would have to.
They would have to.
If they find out that he was betting on baseball,
he'd have to be done.
He'd have to be done.
Oh, God, could you imagine that?
Would you put it past that guy? You see his haircut, the interpreter? I don't trust that.
It's a bad. Well, he didn't have money to spend on the haircut.
He's making almost $500,000 a year.
Yeah, but it's going out fast and it's coming in.
Well, not anymore. It's gone. That debt paid.
It's not a good haircut.
It's not a bad job, though.
You don't speak a second language, though.
No, I'm saying I wish I did, but I mean, I didn't realize he made that much money. Imagine getting paid $300,000.
And he probably gets like a per diem.
To travel with the team, stay at the same hotel.
He goes in first class, beautiful, stays at the Ritz-Carlton and all the fancy hotels around the country.
I'm sure he doesn't pay for dinner when he goes over the
I'm
county.
Sure he doesn't pay for anything. But here's the thing.
Unless you hated the... Can you imagine that you hated the guy that you're the interpreter for?
Well, it says that they were really friendly. So he can never go anywhere. Like, this guy always has to be by the side of Otani.
Yeah, it sounds like he's always with him.
Because Otani can't get himself into trouble. Or not be able to communicate with people.
No, he's always with him. They said it's like more like brothers than anything else. He's always with him.
Always with him.
Which I think would put you in a tough spot if your buddy who you...
Do you ever always want to be with the same person, though?
Yes.
You,
my wife all the time.
That was nice. But your wink tells me everything.
No, it was a wink. Truthfully, I'm not even joking.
So you... Okay, let's be honest.
I love being with her.
And I feel the same about Sherry. You never like, all right, little alone time. That's nice.
No.
So full of crap.
I'm not... I don't need alone time.
You're so full of it.
I'm being serious.
I
feel weird when she's not with me.
I will buy into you feel weird when she's not with me. There is no way that you... would prefer to be with her 24/7 instead of having some time to yourself. There's no way. Come on, be honest.
I'm being honest.
No, you're not. You're lying to me.
I'm telling you.
It can't be true.
It is true.
No. It's like Kay says he never, ever fights with his wife. There's no way they never, ever fight. That's not possible.
Well, I think you need to define fight. Like, I mean, I'm sure they have disagreements.
He says no. Never, ever have...
Cass and I don't have fights like that.
You never have a fight?
No, not like a fight.
So there's not real love there in that relationship.
No, there's disagreements, but there's never anything like, I'm not speaking to you or anything like that. Like, we'll get into disagreements. She'll aggravate me or I'll aggravate her, and then we're...
You go into another room, spend
5 minutes
cool
later, we're
That's
fine.
That never happens with Kay.
Then we make passionate love and it's over.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You shirtless during the lovemaking sessions?
Yeah, of course.
Why don't you put one of those on OnlyFans?
Mm-mm.
I bet you it does really
well. The lovemaking?
Yeah.
No. But that wouldn't be on OnlyFans. Yeah, I mean, that's just...
That would define OnlyFans.
See, but that's why I don't want to get on OnlyFans, because that's the expectation. If I'm going on OnlyFans, how long are people going to stick around to see you massage me?
You don't even know. I'll be there with a crew. We'll set up. We'll get the lighting all ready to go. We'll get you on OnlyFans, and away we go. I think it'd be really nice for everybody involved.
Right.
Yeah.
So now you get to live your real fantasy, which is to be a porn director. Because that's what you'd
be. Now, let's be honest. I would be an elite porn director. Elite.
I can't argue that.
Steve, do that face again. Please, give me that. What's your motivation in this scene? RJ.
Yes, Dave.
You think I'd be a great porn director?
I have no doubt that it seems you've consumed the content enough to
most
believe,
experience, absolutely.
To believe you will be. You were very troubled that you didn't know the free Brazzers Password Day or whatever had
Valentine's Day, and they gave everyone free access, and I didn't know that happened till after the fact.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and you didn't tell me.
I didn't know.
And neither did Rick, and there's no way that none of you guys knew.
I did not know.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be like the Francis Ford Coppola of porn.
Absolutely. Do it again. Again. I'd be like Herb Brooks.
Herb Brooks.
Again. Again. Who do you play for?
Mike Rizzioni.
Again.
And again.
Brazzers.
Yes. Again.
Again.
Christy, who do you play for?
Again.
Oh, we're going to have more meetings.
I'm not having another meeting.
I can't do another
today.
Meeting.
No,
I can't go 3 days in a row.
At 9:56, I'm going to be running out of here. I'm going to be running out of here like Gump.
Gentlemen, you don't have enough talent to win on talent alone.
I will be in my car by 10 o'clock this morning. I promise you.
So anyone that wants to come down to the studio to take pictures, Dave is telling
today
you he's leaving at 10.
I actually think it was a year ago today.
Something like that.
That Debbie was here and said, oh, Dave, great to see you. I think maybe we met her. And she's like, let's take a picture. I'm like,
it was the first time we met her.
I don't have time for that.
Because for some reason, you just mentally told yourself, I'm going to be out of here at 10.
That's right.
And then you were gone.
I'm a man of my word.
Right.
Again.
Again. I got nothing left.
Okay. Colby, keep doing it. Again. Janine, again. All right. RJ, how you doing?
Good if we don't hear from our bosses.
Did you at any point think today?
You know what's amazing, RJ?
You go ahead.
I'm going to steamroll you right over your face. So you know, Dave actually knows for a fact, because we've gotten multiple text messages, that not only is...
This is true.
Our boss currently listening, who's texting us. But
John always listens.
Yeah, but his boss is also currently listening.
Right.
That's how comfortable this guy is.
No. John's boss's boss yes. is listening and texting us and said he's enjoying the program.
Yeah,
or at least at one point
right.
during the morning was enjoying the program.
Let's hope that he's not paying attention now.
You think that's still the case?
We'll find out.
No.
Probably going to find out.
No. Did you at all think there was any chance, RJ, that when you were about to start in observations in DHIF, it would follow what just happened?
No. What I will say is I have a good buddy who listened to the show.
Yeah.
He texted me yesterday. We were talking about something else. He goes, by the way, you guys get away with a lot of porn talk these days, huh? And I was like, for now. Now I ask you guys,
it's not like we're getting into graphic detail. We're skirting around.
Are we skirting?
Yes.
I think we found last week we found the line that Dave crossed, and now we kind of know.
Oh yeah.
The parameters.
Right, I got somewhat scolded. Right.
So now, but I get a sense that now we just played out like storyboarded.
Well, scene. You go into the game log. Like you can't do play by play, but you can give a recap. Like, and just skirt around the specifics, if you understand what I'm saying, RJ.
I do.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.